Hevra, so we spoke already about what is considered pikuach nefesh, and or I should say the source to be mechalal shas or pikuach nefesh. We also spoke about whether pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra or dechuya, and the nafka mina that we presented is whether you have to use a goy if possible, right? The Mahokas Mechaber and Ramah. And then we spoke about how the Taz backs out of that Ramah, right? The Ramah says that we should use a goy, and the Taz says something to the effect of, well, Doma Machshilon Asad Lavo. If you're going to use a goy, so then people might not be Mechal Shabbos when there's no goy around, etc. So the larger issue, the bigadol issue, is whether Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Chutra or Dechuya. We're going to talk about today two aspects of Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos, which relate to Chutra Dechuya bigadol, but these are called Pekuach Nefesh cases that I am not being Mechal Shabbos to save the person per se. Right? Standard Pekuach Nefesh is someone is, let's say, a football player, and the guy falls down on the field, right? So you do CPR to the guy. That is paradigmatic Pekuach Nefesh, right? That is chest compressions, no shadow, that's Pekuach Nefesh. The things that we're going to discuss today are questionable Pekuach Nefeshes, and this will come in two forms. I have number four on the source sheet called Magid Mishnah, and number five on the source sheet, which is kind of far down, called Yisuvei Daita. So that let's talk about these things. It might be better, honestly, to start with number five, with Yisuvei Daita, and then move back to number four, just because it's a smaller sugya, right? Etc. Now, Yisuvei Daita is different than the Magid Mishnah as follows. And what the Magid Mishnah is going to say is that when I'm mechalal Shabbos for a person, I do kol tzarchei hachola. That's going to be his line. Kol tzarchei hachola means whatever is considered necessary, even though it's not necessary to save the life. But that is the Magid Mishnah's kol tzarchei hachola. Whether we pass it like that Magid Mishnah, we'll have to discuss. The answer is debatable, or machlokes, or something. Right? We'll have to discuss it. Yisuvei Daito, we definitely pass in like. Right? This is a Gemara that you probably all know from a Maseches Nida, Shabbos Kufchav Ches on the base. If you want to follow along on the source sheet, I don't like using source sheets. I just find like there's something much more authentic to using Sfarim, but we'll cheat over here. Amar Mar, right? So you have a woman who's having a baby. If she needs a candle, you light the candle. Pshita, lo tzricha besuma. Mahu detema kevin de lochazia aser, kamashman isuvim yasra daita. Right? I would have said that, listen, this woman can't see anyway. So what does lighting the candle help? The teretz is isuvim yasra daita. It relaxes her. Savra, she thinks, iikamidi chazia chaverta v'avdali. She thinks that if there is something over here, my friend will see it and they will help. Right? So effectively, this is not going to help the woman at all, but this will relax the woman. That's Isuva Miyas Vedaita. She is going to be more relaxed. Right? So she'll be more relaxed because a candle is lit. Ad kan divrei Gemara. Says the Mishnah Brura that even though she's dark anyway, still it's the Suvim Yasva Daita. We can do things to relax her. But Pashtus, the issue of this halacha is that I do a d'oraisa, I'm lighting a candle to relax somebody. All of these halachos of Refuah books, this is a good one, Rabbi Bodner. I'm just catchy title, Halachos of Refuah and Shabbos. The Archos Shabbos, like in volume two, everyone says that the issue over here is that stress is dangerous. Right? So a woman in labor, she's going to be nervous. So Isuva Miyasva Daita, in order to relax her, so we light the candle, we do a Do'i Raisa. That's the Gemara.
How do you find stress?
Yeah.
That's a very specific example.
So this case in the Gemara means that, I'll say it like this. Is it that the woman is asking to have the candle lit or not? If she's asking, so then we assume that that will stress her out if you don't do what she wants. If she's not asking, so there's a very strong likelihood that this lack of light will stress her. Ms. Schatz.
Maybe also the stress, like, is specifically for someone who's pregnant
because she has what?
She has another life within her.
So I want to say that, Svara, just you got to give me a few minutes.
Okay.
in other words, what you're suggesting is that Isuva Miasvedaita is specifically a Kula by Yoledes, maybe not by other areas of Hilchos Shabbos. Right? And that's a fair point. Let's just talk about it as follows in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Vav. Right, it's aser lomer la'in Yehudi sheyela chutz l'tchum b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a guy to go outside of the tchum. Achar krovei hamis sheyavo l'haspido. Right, in other words, if you need a hesped, so you can't tell a guy to get the relatives to come and be masped. There's some iser going outside the tchum. Can't bring it for a hesped. Avachola detakif le'alma va'amar sheyishlchu ba'ag krovav. Vadai Shari. Right? So if you have someone who's Tukif Le Alma, what's Tukif Le Alma? Probably this guy is super sick. The guy wants his relatives to come. So are you allowed to send a goy? That's the issue in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that you could send a goy. So the stira is, how come in Daf Kuf Chav Ches, which makes it to Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Lamed, how come over there we passing you can even do a Da'iraisa? But Chola the Tukif Le Alma, you can only do a Drabanan. That's the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch. Yisuve Daita is only Mako on Amir al Nachi, which is a Drabanan. So the.
Are you trying to come to the exclusion of each other or saying?
It seems to be a stira. Like in Simon Shin Vav, I'm saying you can send a guy. Right? In Simon Shin Lamed about the Yoledes, I can light a candle myself. In Shin Vav, I'm only doing a drabanan. And not only am I only doing a drabanan, I'm doing a drabanan, which is an Isser Kal. Right? I'm doing a lower level of a drabanan. So this is a bit of a contradiction. So the Prima Godim writes, Ayin Magen Avram. Prima Godim sends you to the Magen Avram. We'll talk about the Magen Avram in a minute. Right? Prima Godim says, Ayin Magen Avram. That kol pekuach nefesh shari abdin Torah, kol shekem b'midin drabonon. So the Prima Godim kind of says that Tokef Le Alma is a chol ashiyish bo sakana, the stress, right? You could even do a da'oraisa. Shulchan Aruch only speaks about doing a drabanan because in the case of a hesped, you can't even do a drabanan. Right? If the relative or the sick person wants his relatives to come to be masped him, he's dead, right? Or you want someone to come, you can't do that. You can't even do a drabanan. You can't even send a guy. But when the guy's alive, we say you can send a guy. But Zokta Prima Godem, who had din, you could also send a Jew to do a Doraisa. And not only could you send a Jew to do Tchumen, which is a Doraisa, but you could also do a Doraisa yourself. Prima Godim is saying that fundamentally there is no difference between Yoledes and a Chole. You can do a Doraisa for Yisuve Daita. Yisuve Daita means to relax a person. Now, you got to figure out, obviously, how far relaxing a person goes. No, if someone feels that they're going to be relaxed only if the fireplace is burning, not to warm them up or not to provide light, but I like the fireplace. I like the snap, crackle, and pop over there. Right. So, Rice Krispies also. Right.
Legitimacy to the sense that certain types of environments are more relaxing for someone on the beach
could really do something bad.
So there are certain things that are objectively miasvedaita, other things are less objective, but it's hard to know what counts. What I would say is that goyim are the best thing ever, right? Because amir l'nachri is matir everything. So if someone is sick and they want a television, they want music or whatever, right? Amir l'nachri is mutir even for chola she'in bo sakana. Certainly in the case when someone's a chola sheyesh bo sakana, right, you could definitely do it ayidei goy, isuvim yesedaita, that's simin shin vav. The shaila is, under what circumstances can I do a d'oraisa, if at all? So, there is a lot to say about this, but what Sarah hit at a few minutes ago is what I think the best pshat is, what Reb Nachum Rabinowitz says. He argues that there's a difference between a regular chola and a yoledes in a few ways. We'll talk about a different way in a few minutes, but one way is that a yoledes has to be active. You got to push that baby out. It's not easy. So you have to be more relaxed for it. Right, so the isufa miyasra daita by a yoledes is we're going to be make on the doiraisa because we know that you need it more. Most other cholem are basically passive. You don't have to do anything. Someone else will heal you. So in that case, I won't be make on the doiraisa. That's his svara. Right? This is against the Prima Gadim, right? The Prima Gadim says that every case of isufa miyasra daita we're make on the doiraisa. That, by the way, is such a kula to have up your sleeves. It's unbelievable. No? Whatever will relax you can be make on the doraisa. And the fact that Shulchan Aruch only says it's Rabbanon, so, yeah. So this is the first nekuda in the sugya. Remind me in a few minutes when we move on to the Magen Mishnah to say, you know what, I'll say it like, no, remind me in a few minutes to say a chiluk, which goes in the opposite direction. Okay? What we're saying now is that yoledes is more kal, right? Isuvim yasudait is mako for yoledes, not for anything else, precisely because yoledes has to be active in the process. Right? Is that the story you were trying to say, Sarah?
Yeah.
I like it.
I think after I think I might have read this.
You might have read this, Sarah.
I
just think it makes sense. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva discusses whether you can go in a taxi to the hospital, right? So the woman's in labor. Can someone escort her? Let's say the husband escort her, etc. So the issue is, Yisuvim Yasvedaita, is it permitted? In this case, to go in a taxi. So Reb Moshe writes, Vehei Shavti. See, it's like the third line. The Tshuva is written to Reb Tzvi Gertzulan, who I think is the financial guy at the Aguda. Whatever, he's their finance guy. So can you go in the taxi? In the third line, Vehei Shavti, the Lachor lo dami lahasam. The Derech Koha Adam Hispache, Shem lo Giru, Masha Tzricha. Right? Everyone is scared that others won't see what you need. If you're in labor, everyone would be scared of it. Right? How come we need miyasvedaita? Everyone needs hadlakas haner, even without miyasvedaita. So effectively, the Magen Avraham is asking, you should not need miyasvedaita at all, because everybody knows this. It's obvious. But then he writes, 1 second. Welcome back. So then he goes on, and Rav Moshe says, Ledina, 1 second. Here, it's four lines from the end. I don't think I shared the document with you. I
will.
So I think it's three lines before the new paragraph. ולכן אף שלדינו היסה אולי רשע המיילדס לסמוך בקיוסה, מקומן כשהיילדס מפחדס, שמה תיטה ולא תדע מה לעשות, אף שבקיה, she's saying great, etc. אבל בעובדה דידן, שאין לה מה להספחד, there's nothing to be scared of. Right? If you are going to have a baby, there is absolutely nothing that you should be worried about. שאין לה מה להספח, ויודע שאין שום צורך ותועלת בנשיאת הבעל והאין איתה. There's no real reason why the husband or the mother should go with her to the hospital. ורק תונבה בעלמא, הוא מה שמספחדת ליסה באסמה. It's just like a generalized fear. There's nothing to it. אולי פחד כזה אין לו גדול כל כך שיביא לסכנה, כיוון שאין שום טעם לפחדה. Right, what Ramosha is saying is that effectively Ramosha is saying that to go in a taxi to the hospital, there's no real reason why you should have to do that. And therefore, we cannot be makel in theory on the husband going in the taxi, because unlike the woman who's in labor, that everybody knows you need a everybody knows you need light in order to see, right? That's not a shaila, but right, this case there is a shaila. People maybe aren't scared, and as a result, Rav Moshe is not inclined to be makel on this, but lemaisa ledina, since you can get sick because of the pachad, so therefore you can't make these types of chilukim by pekuach nefesh. If she says that she's scared after you explain to her there's nothing to be scared of, so then you go in the taxi. So Rav Moshe is saying as follows, right? Rav Moshe is saying that sure, a makel on lighting a candle for the Yoledes, but I'm not going to be makel on I'm not going to be makel on going in a taxi in on its own, because why are you scared? What's the big deal? Like, go by yourself.
Do you think that's an accurate reflection of the Matthias? When you used to say the husbands were not in the delivery room, but now they are.
Yeah.
So, like, it could be that, theoretically, the woman wasn't scared because
he wasn't
going to be around anyway.
So, obviously, there's an issue that, like, the Metzius changed. But what Rav Moshe is saying is still kind of extreme. Right? Rav Moshe is saying that going in a taxi, which, by the way, there's no malacha at all. If I sit in the car, am I doing anything wrong on Travis? I'd say don't quote me on this, but this is on tape. Is there any svara why if I sit in the car, I'm making the motor work harder, so I'm causing the car to burn more gas? And burning gas is a deraisa on Shabbos. So most assume that's not true. The car, right, it doesn't require any more pedal to the metal in order to, you don't need any more when there's an extra person in the car. It's just unnecessary to what's it called. I just send the document to both of you, so you should have it. So the Pashtus is there's no Isra at all in sitting in a taxi, and even so Rav Moshe's Machmir, in theory. Right? He says you should try to explain to the woman that, like, what's the big deal if you go in the taxi by yourself? Right, the Shevet HaLevi talks about someone who's in the old age home. And the question is, do you send the person without an escort or with an escort? Right? So the Shiloh divides up into two stages. If the person doesn't recognize anything, that person is like out of it. Also, if the person is with it. So do you tell the relatives or not? So the Shevet HaLevi writes that we call, the Gemara says, Yisubim Yasudaita, we're Megon Doraisas. So certainly you should go with the person. And you could do a Doraisa in certain cases. Here, let's look at the last three lines in the Shevet Levi. Yesh lo medzlo pligi hagadolim. Dim yesh chashash shom mamish shel tiruf das hachola yesh tzadid b'zeh. V'gam be'emes lo barer im aprimagon be'emes kivon l'zeh, etc. Right? Meaning he's saying like this. The Prima Gadim says you could do a doiraisa because of Yisuvim Yasvedaita to relax the person in labor. Says with the Shevet HaLevi, yeah, you can, providing the person is really scared. If the person is not so scared, you can only do a drabona. You have to like assess it, each case on its own. It's hard to know. So let's just talk practically for a minute and then we'll go on. Sorry, you had a comment?
I think it'll probably be answered in the press.
No, no.
It's yeah. Just how could you assess, based on the moving policy, how could you assess if someone's scared?
So there's no way to objectively assess it. You take the best guess you can, and obviously it's a suffik pekuach nefesh situation, so we'll be noted to be machal Shabbos. If necessary, of course, like we're not going to make these tilukim, etc. when it comes to pekuach nefesh. But basically, the story is that the poskim in the tshuva svarim are not into escorting people to the hospital unless the person says they really need it. Any of you in Yeshiva University?
No.
No one. Amazing. I don't know how you give this year, like not a single one. In YU, the policy is that we never send someone to the hospital alone. The assumption is that it's not just a suva miyasudaita, it's that you really need someone in the hospital with you to advocate on your behalf. Right? You never know what's going to go wrong if there's no one there. So when the Gemara says that I do a doraisa, suva miyasudaita, and the poskim say, yeah, that's because we know for sure that something, you're really scared. Bizman hazeh, the assumption is that you have to send somebody to the hospital with you, especially because riding in the car, like we pointed out, is not really the isser. There's really no problem. There's really no problem just riding on the car, etc. There is a Chuvas Harashba that we mentioned about how a chola wants a kameya to be written. Did we speak about this?
It came up.
Right? Yeah, so it came up in terms of refuah that is not science-based, right? So there was a case once that someone was matir achola to send a telegram on Shabbos to a tzaddik to pray. Right? Is that permitted? Now, let's say it's a tzaddik who has a high track record in prayer. Does that change things? So like that's not refuah in the classical sense, but is it Yisuva Miyasvedaita? So potentially the svara to be meka on this is that if the person's getting all worked up and the person says, no, I need this gadol to pray, so then it's okay even to do a deraisa. You should try to do a drabon on it. But if even to do a deraisa, once a person is getting all worked up, because stress is a killer. That's the basic idea.
But in that case, you like if you told them that it was happening for them, they would also
come. Well, it depends how with it they are. If they say, I need you to contact this tzaddik, etc., the tzaddik doesn't know. You just were rushed to the hospital.
No, but I'm saying you could just say, come back 10 minutes later and say, I called the tzaddik and said he's out.
Oh, so yes. Are you allowed to lie? Yeah, probably.
Is that sending a telegram or making a phone call? How do you evaluate this?
I mean, lying is not a malacha at all, but assuming the person will catch you in the lie, saying you can't lie, right? It's not going to be a suvim yasvedaita if the person is just going to relax more. This issue of a suvim yasvedaita comes up all the time. Let's say I have my doctor who I want on Shabbos. Where I have my hospital, am I allowed to travel to my attending physician in a farther away area. Right? So that's Isuba Mias Vedaita on the Dairaisa. Rav Shechter is super machmir. When Rebbetzin Shechter used to go in labor, so they would walk to Columbia on like 168 because, okay, that's Rav Usher Weiss heard this from Shai, from Rabbi Shai Shechter downstairs, and Rav Usher Weiss has a tshuva in on the Minchas Usher where he says, there's no reason to do that. Shai Shechter, when his wife was about to have babies, he would go, she was supposed to deliver in like North Shore Hospital. They would go and they'd spend Shabbos with someone else in North Shore, closer to where she was going to deliver, because that way you could walk to the hospital. Rav Usher Weiss is like, what? Now, again, you have to be able to balance the situations, but the pashtus is that what Rav Shechter is saying is a tremendous chumrah. The pashtus is that we are going to be mechal Shabbos even for relaxing the person, but am I mechuyev to put myself in a situation where there'll be no chal Shabbos? Let's just talk about that for a minute. The Sefer Hasidim writes that you should daven not to go in labor on Shabbos. I never did this. First of all, I never went into labor, but that's a different story. I don't know. Like, the Sefer Hasidim, I also think is like very from. Do I have this on the source sheet somewhere? I might. I don't recall what I have here. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, but he doesn't say that you have to. He says that you should, or it's like a Midas Chasidus. To avoid Chilul Shabbos is a very... The Pashtus is you live life normally. And we don't go out of our way to avoid things which you'll have to do in any way. So this is why I want to speak about Yisuvei Daita. For Yisuvei Daita, the pashtus is either it's something that we know will relax the person, and the person is all, how do you say this in English? Tzehist? Like the person's all like worked up. Or if the person asks for something, that's Yisuvei Mias
V'Daita. How do you even evaluate that? I have a really low threshold, or like I don't know about Salah, or I don't care about Chol Shabbos. So for me, like even the smallest amount of worked up, even if I'm not really totally worked up, like I would obviously rather you come with me than not. But like I'm fine, but I don't care so much.
Right, so in that tshuva of Rav Moshe, he says you try to explain that you don't need anyone to go with you. If the person still pushes, so you go. Or there's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak about you know, when you go to the hospital on Shabbos, so we try to minimize the amount that you carry, assuming there's no Eruv. So are you allowed to carry a Tehillim? You're allowed to put a Tehillim in the bag. So Minchas Yitzchak says you should try to explain that the zechus of not carrying the Tehillim is a bigger zechus than saying Tehillim. Now, is that going to work? Well, it depends on the person, right? You got to know your audience. Like taking a cell phone when you go to the hospital, right? So one can make a good case that for Yisuvei Mias V'Daita, it's mutter to take a cell phone. When you think about it, what's really the need to have a cell phone with you? Right? When you get to the hospital, there's going to be people around to call. The only real issue is that maybe, the taxi is going to break down on the way to the hospital. And what are the odds that it's going to really be necessary? So to minimize the carrying, better not to take the cell phone, right? There's tiltum muktzen taking the cell phone. On the other hand, is there Yisuvei Mias V'Daita for Yoledes? Absolutely. If it will relax a person to have the cell phone, so of course you should take it. My guess is today in our world, most people would be very nervous without their cell phone with them. Is that a correct assumption? Now, logically, does that make sense? I don't know. I think it's similar to in Rav Moshe. Right? This is what Michal pointed out. Like in Rav Moshe's world, so husbands wouldn't be in the labor and delivery room anyway. So like, what does she care? She'll go on her own, right? But I think the world changes. Let's go on. Let's read a, we're going to go out of order. So you say I have a section on the sheet called Magen Mishnah?
That's four.
Section four. It's before five. All right. So you guys will have the, so the second begins Magen Mishnah. We'll go out of order a teeny bit. It says in the Rambam, that osin medura l'chaya afilo bimos hacham b'nei sh'atzina kasha l'chaya harbe b'mkomos hakar. Right, that you make a fire, right? It's Perek Beis Halacha Yudalad. I skipped a couple of Rambams. It's the, basically it's the top of, it's the bottom of page four. No, it's the top of page five. The top of page five. Osin medura l'chaya afilo bimos hacham b'nei sh'atzina kasha l'chaya b'mkomos hakar. Right, the Rambam paskins that you can make a fire for a woman in labor, but you cannot make a fire for a sick person. But if you bloodlet, then you make a fire. So the Rambam's shita is that you make fires for a woman in labor, you light a fire, even in the summertime. You light a fire for someone who gave blood, but you do not light a fire for regular chola. That's the Rambam Shita. Turn back to the top of the Magen Mishnah section. There's a Gemara Kuf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. It's like the second Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Osin Madura L'chaya B'Shabbos. Then in parentheses it says B'mos HaGeshamim. Savar Mina L'chaya In L'cholala. Right? We originally think that you can only make the fire for a woman in labor, not for a chola. And we also think you can only do it B'mos HaGeshamim, not B'mos HaChama. And then we have in the parentheses, Velohi, Loshna Chaya, Loshna Chola, Loshna Mosak Shamim, Loshna Mosak Hama, Mide Itmar, Amarav, Chiabar Oven, Amar Shmo, Hikazam and Itstanin, Osam Madura, Filbet Kufis Tamuz. So the way this Gemara reads, including the parentheses, is that you light a fire for a Chaya, for a woman in childbirth, and you light a fire for every Chola in the world. Based on the statement of Reb Chiya Bar Oven named Shmuel that Hikas Dam, you make a fire even B'tkufas Tamuz. The Rambam has this Gemara without the parentheses. You see that? The Rambam says, I light a fire only for a woman in labor and only for someone who gave blood. What's the similarity between the woman in labor and someone who gave blood? Blood loss. When you are losing blood, we light a fire. If you have a heart attack, we will not light a fire for you. That is the shita of the Rambam. Right? The pashtus in the Rambam is that even a chola sheyesh bo sakana, you do not light a fire. You only light a fire for blood loss. For Yoledas and Hikas Dam. So it looks like you have a comment.
I was just thinking about it for a second. We're saying that Yoledas also has blood.
Yes, 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 yes. Right.
First I was thinking like...
Right? When women have babies, they lose a lot of blood. Right? That's given. So the Rambam holds you only light a fire when there's when there is blood loss. Any other type of chola, you don't. When the Rambam says any other type of chola, you don't light a fire, though, the pashtus would be that he's talking about a chola shiyesh bo sakana. And that would mean even a chola shiyesh bo sakana, you cannot light a fire for them. Now, obviously, if it's a suva miyas v'daita, if the person is asking, so then there's what to talk about, because maybe that's only by Yoledes also. But if the person is not asking for the Rambam, you can't light the fire. The Magen Mishnah, however, writes, yeah, it's the top of page 5. Amar Avram. See, it's like the fifth line in the... Oh, I'm... One second. No, here, the Magid Mishnah. I did the Kesef Mishnah first. Magid Mishnah. Enos in Medura. You see it? The Gemara, he quotes the same Gemara that we have. V'sov Rabbeinu, the Hada Aisi, third line. V'sov Rabbeinu, the Hada Aisi Shmo, the Hikaz Dam. Lo ba'ela lidchos ma'ash amru bimos ha'chamalo, mitnei sha'chaya harehi kehikaz dam. Devadai shaf adam harbe, umachmas kein hatsina kashala harbe. Avomash amru lacholala kedekoi koi. Meaning the Rambam holds that you do not light a fire for a chola, even a chola sheyesh bo sakana. But he quotes that the Ramban says that you even light a fire for a chola in the summer, because all cholam are the same as hikazdan, v'chein pirish Rashi, and that's what Rashi says in that Gemara. If you look, go back to the Rashi, Rashi says a chola she'ein bo sakana means that you need something, but it won't kill you. According to Rashi, the way the Gemara concludes is that you light a fire for every chola. Uba hasagos, the Ravid asks that the Gemara says beferish that we heat hot water for a chola. Right? So the Ravid is bothered by Akasha. Rambam, you're saying you do not light a fire for a chola, but the Gemara in Yuma says you do. Says the Ravid, oh, for chola sheyesh bo sakana, you do. You light the fire. And that means that the Ravid is understanding the Rambam is talking about a chola she'ein bo sakana. And for a chola sheyesh bo sakana, you would light the fire. Okay, so let's go slowly. The Rambam says you don't like a chola. You do not light a fire for a chola. Question, is the Rambam talking about a chola sheyesh bo sakana or ein bo sakana? The pashtus in the Rambam is he's chola sheyesh bo sakana. He's comparing it to Yoledes. But the Ravid asks Akasha from a Gemara in Yuma. And therefore, the Ravid says the Rambam is talking about a chola she'ein bo sakana. And that would mean for chola she'yesh bo sakana, of course you light the fire. And then, va'ani hayisi savor mefaresh, it's like four lines before the end of the Magid Mishnah, right before the Kobetz Ha'aros. Va'ani hayisi savor mefaresh, d'chaya davka toch sheba, k'mo she'kasav gemala, v'chola das rabbeinu afilu yesh b'choli sakana, ein b'tzina sakana, because efshir b'begadim. I thought, says the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam says you do not light a fire for a chola, even for a chola sheyesh bo sakana, because it's efshir b'begadim, because you don't need a fire. Just put on a blanket. And when we say that you heat up hot water, that's totally different than lighting a fire. He doesn't explain why. Aval ani mevatel daiti mipnei dato, but I give in to the Ravid. Lefi she'im hu sheyesh bo sakana, hamashma delechol tzrachav mechalalin, af al pi she'im b'mnias dover she'osin lo sakana. Okay, translate that last line in the Magid Mishnah. This is like the biggest line in Judaism today. In today's segment of Judaism. So the Magid Mishnah says in the last line, I agree with the Ravid, meaning the Rambam says, do not light a fire for chola she'ein bo sakana. For chola sheyesh bo sakana, you do. despite the fact that you don't really need a fire that you could put on the blanket, you still light the fire. Because, he says, Lefi she'imhu yesh bo sakana hamashma delechol tzrachav mechalalin. The Magid Mishnah holds for halacha that if yecholah she'yesh bo sakana, we are mechalal Shabbos for everything. Lechol tzrachav, anything that you need, even if it's not going to, even if it's not necessary to heal you, I'm mechalal Shabbos. The chill in this case is you don't have to light a fire. You can get out of the chill just by putting on the blanket. You don't need a fire. It's still considered l'chol tzerachav. Most understand the Magid Mishnah to mean that once you're achol ashiyesh bo sakana, whatever you would do on a Wednesday, you do on Shabbos. On the Wednesday, you'd light a fire, fine. You don't go and put on the blanket because on the Wednesday, you'd light a fire. Whatever is called tzrachav, you light. You do on Shabbos. Deep breath. Okay, chevra. So is this according to Hutcher or Dechuya? Okay, let's hear this one, yeah?
Oh, okay, you're down that.
No, I want to hear. I mean, because you might be saying something really good.
Okay. I mean, I guess it depends how you view the idea that, like, cold stuff coming, like, whatever you do on one day, you do on the other. I mean, either you could say that's because it's as if Shabbos is, like, non-existent, or it's, like, pushed off completely, whatever.
All right, so that, certainly that would be Hutra, okay, alternatively.
I mean, it's only for Tzrachav, I don't know.
The Magid Mishnah's line is that anything that's called a tzorech, even if it's not a tzorech that's necessary for the refuah, I could put on the blanket, but I still light a fire. I'm doing a do'iraisa l'chol tzrachav. The pashtus is the Magid Mishnah holds pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is chutra. Right? And therefore you can do anything. Once you're chol ashiyesh bo sakana, you can do anything. That's what the Magid Mishnah says. So far, we have two elastic clauses in Pekuach Nefesh. Right? One is Isuva Miasva Daita. It's going to relax you because stress. And the other thing is the Magid Mishnah that says we do Kol Tzrachav. The Magid Mishnah is not ignored La Halacha. Skip down Shulchan Aruch Shin Chav Ches Se'if Daled after the Kovetz Ha'aros. Shulchan Aruch writes, Maka Shulchala L'Eina Tzricha Omer. That means any internal injury, you don't need a doctor to say that you are Achol Ashish Basakana. Afil Ein Shem Bekiyim V'chola Eina Omer Klum Osin Lo Kosher Gilin Lasos B'chol Osin Lo Kol sherigilim lasos b'chol. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Magid Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah writes, Mashma afa pi she'im bo sakana b'bnias hadavar ahu, kevan shachol yish bo sakana, v'yish badavar tzorech ketsas, v'regin lasos b'chol, osin gam b'shabbos. He changes one or two words in the Magid Mishnah. He says that there's a tzorech ktsas. The Magid Mishnah says a tzorech. But the Mishnah Brura is saying that Shulchan Aruch holds that when you're a chol ashiyesh bo sakana, we do everything.
That right? Lowers the standard?
I mean, you could do what? Yeah, lowers the standard to be mechal Shabbos. You can do anything. Mishnah Brura says even tzorech ktsas. Right? The Magid Mishnah does not use those words. But then the Mishnah Berurah writes that, look in the Bir Halacha, where we quote that many poskim say that you're not mechalo al yedei a Jew in a situation that there's something that there's no chash sakana. But if it is something that the person needs, Tzorech ktsas, not tzorech for refuah. So then you do not do it al yedei a Jew, you do it al yedei a goy. Right, kosher baror, right? It's three lines before the end of the Mishnah, Brura. Kosher baror she'im b'mniyah is also davar chashash sakana. Afal pi she'mikom makom tzara chulo. You need the thing, but there's no sakana. And it's something regilon lasos, something you would do on a Wednesday. Ein osen b'shabes, ela ayudei eno yehudi, etc. Kedin tzara chichol she'im bo sakana. Says the Mishnah Brura that if you're a chol she'yesh bo sakana, and right, that means, let's say you have late stage cancer, and you want oatmeal. Will the oatmeal heal you? It's not going to make you better. Are you allowed to make the oatmeal for the person on Shabbos? According to the Magen Mishnah, you can. Once you're chol she'yesh bo sakana, you could do it. Right, because I'd make oatmeal. You ask for oatmeal on the Wednesday, I'd make you oatmeal. Magen Mishnah says it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says make oatmeal ayudei goy. Right, because for these additional tzrachim, you are like a chola she'ein bo sakana. If I just want oatmeal on Shabbos, and the oatmeal will not make me healthier, sicker, whatever. I want oatmeal. You can't ask a goy to make oatmeal for you on Shabbos. In this case, the oatmeal won't help you at all. But once you're chola she'yesh bo sakana, Mishnah Berurah says everything that you ask for is considered chola she'ein bo sakana. Right? Do I need to repeat it? Make sense? So Mishnah Berurah says we do not paskin like the Magen Mishnah for d'oraisas. We paskin like the Magen Mishnah only for drabonans. Mehanachon lahachmir be'isr shel Torah. Ayim bir halacha masha kasavnu besof dvarenu. Look in the bir halacha at the end. Right? The end of the bir halacha, that's the next source, where he writes that even the people who aser, basically the bir halacha stacks the deck. He says that Rashi and Taisus and the Ran and one Me'iri, he has like a steer in the Me'iris. And right, he stacks the deck. He says all the Rishonim argue in the Magen Mishnah. The fact that Shulchan Pasanik, the Magen Mishnah, is very difficult. If it's something that there's a concern that you'll get worse, so then we'll do it. If it's something that will be mischazik evarav, so then we do it also. Mischazik evarav means that you'll feel stronger. So now, Magid Mishnah says you do everything. Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, you can do everything ayidei a guy. You could even do it ayudei a Jew if it's mischazik evarov, if it'll make you stronger, which means, what about our oatmeal case? Will it make you stronger? I'm not sure. Probably not. Okay, let's give you another case like this. On Yom Kippur, you're sick. So you have to eat on Yom Kippur, right? Chol Shish Basakana eats on Yom Kippur. So the normal halacha is you eat pachos, pachos, mikashir. Like my kids could say this over like on autopilot. 1 ounce every 9 minutes, right? 1 ounce every 9 minutes. That's called shiurim. It happens to be a huge pain. Like people like say, oh, I want to eat shiurim. No, you don't. You don't want to eat shiurim on Yom Kippur. It's like, it's a disaster and a half. Okay. That's Shi'urim. Reb Chaim never gave a psak that a chola should eat Shi'urim on Yom Kippur. Reb Chaim felt that the din of eating Shi'urim on Yom Kippur is only someone who we assess might become a chola, but someone who's already a chola, she'yesh bo sakana, we feed the person normally on Yom Kippur. Reb Velvel Soloveitchik says that Reb Chaim said this based on the Magen Mishnah, that once you're chola she'yesh bo sakana, whatever is a tzorech, you do it. Reb Shechter said that this was the standard psak in Lithuania. Reb Shechter told me that that Reb Chaim made his son Reb Moshe promise that he would paskin that a chola she'yesh bo sakana on Yom Kippur eats normally. And Reb Velvel says this is based on the Magen Mishnah. It's the only piece of Reb Velvel in Hilchos Shvisas Asar. Yeah, which, by the way, for some reason was not on the Bar Ilan. That's why I didn't give it to you, but it's the last part of the only piece of Mevov on Hilchos Shvi'is Asar. Michal, you had a comment?
Yeah, just a question more broadly in terms of like what, this is a simple question, but what qualifies as Shvi'is Asar Sakana? Meaning if you are somebody who takes heart medication.
So again, like, if you take...
And you're weak, like if you're old.
It's very, that? Each case has to be evaluated separately. But let's assume that the doctor says you have to eat on Yom Kippur. You're chol hashiyish bo sakana, there's no choice. I had a woman, for example, who had to drink, she had like a recent kidney transplant. She had to drink 8 liters of water a day. And the assumption, by the way, 8 liters of water, if you break that down into 1 ounce every 9 minutes, okay, I'm not a math major, but you end up like starting to drink at like 6 a.m. and drinking every 9 minutes the entire Yom Kippur. If you do shiurim. Like in terms of like analyzing why it's such a pain, that means you can't go to shul. Right? Assuming someone's a chol hashiyish bo sakana, Reb Chaim says don't do shiurim, eat normally. Reb Velvel says it's based on the Magen Mishnah. In this sefer, the Orchos Shabbos, he argues that no, maybe the psak of Reb Chaim that a chol hashiyish bo sakana eats normally is because it's chizuk evarav. Let's go slowly. The Mishnah Berurah says I don't pass like the Magen Mishnah for Doraisas. I don't have a Jew do a malacha on the Doraisa l'tzarech chol hashiyish bo sakana. But if it's chizuk evarav, it will make you stronger. You do it. The difference between having 1 ounce of liquid, right? By the way, word to the wise, you don't tell someone to drink water in Yom Kippur, Powerade is the way to go. You want to get more bang for your buck. That's the story. But the Orchos Shabbos argues that maybe the Psak of Reb Chaim is not straight up, again, it's not what Reb Velvel says. Reb Velvel says it's based on the Smagad Mishnah. But maybe the psak of Reb Chaim is based on the Bir Halacha's conclusion that for chizuk evarav you could be mekel. We good so far? So again, I have a Magen Mishnah, which Shulchan Aruch seems to pass it like. But the Mishnah Berurah says, don't do it for Doraisas unless it's chizuk evarav. And Michal explained, right, that this is based on Shabbos being Hutra, Natachuya. Nachon? Now, Magen Mishnah is a commentary on the Rambam. So when Magen Mishnah says something, you're saying it within the Rambam. Look at the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. It's basically at the beginning of this Magen Mishnah section. One thing, by the way, I don't know why I have this disease. When I put together source sheets, I think I'm going to present it one way. And then, like, I end up in presentation. I'm not sure why this is. That's why in some ways I like teaching from texts more than source sheets, because it sounds like I know what I'm doing. When they have a source sheet, it's like, go back, go forward. But look at the first Rambam in Perek Beis and Hilchos Shabbos. What does the Rambam say? Dechuyah hi HaShabbos. So it's a hutra dechuyah. Right? It's like a no-brainer, no? The Rambam says dechuyah. Yeah?
I don't have like a thought fully fleshed out, but they're not like exactly the same case.
What do you mean?
I think we would highlight between Shabbos and Yom Kippur eating and other tzracha, like
perhaps, but at least within Reb Volva world, Reb Chaim gave the psak of the chola based on this Magen Mishnah Hilchos Shabbos. Right? And that only makes sense if it's hutra. But then I open the Rambam and I see dechuya, not hutra. So whether the Rambam holds hutra or dechuya is a very long conversation. Let me just say 2 points. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son. So in volume 2 of his collected writings, so I Yeshiva just came out with this Sefer in honor of Rav Schachter's 80th birthday. So they have like a couple pieces of Rav Schachter at the beginning of the Sefer. So one piece is Rav Schachter's thoughts about Hutra versus Dechuya everywhere. And it's the only piece I know of in the planet that quotes both Chaim Soloveitchik and his brother-in-law, Dr. Isidore Twersky. We'll just leave it like that. So Dr. Soloveitchik has an article about the Rambam, Art or Polemic. Part of that article, he notes that the Seder HaDvarim in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos makes no sense. Like Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam gives you all of the klalim. What's melacha hatzricha legufa? What's melacha she'en tzricha legufa? Then Perek Beis, he begins talking about pekuach nefesh. And then the Rambam talks about bishol under rabbonans. Shehiya hachazara, that's Perek Gimel. And then the Rambam goes on, he talks about zmanim of Shabbos a little bit, no? And he talks about hadlokas haner b'Shabbos, Perakei. It's like all random. And the Rambam doesn't really get to the malachos. Right? And then he talks about amir al-nachri, right? And then the Rambam doesn't really get to the malachos until like Perek Ches. So it's like very strange. Like you would think that you begin Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, it makes sense you begin with the klolim. And it might make sense you have to kuach nefesh first. But then why is the Rambam doing drabonans of bishul before the rices of bishul? Right? Why is Amir al-Nachri tucked away in middle of here? So Dr. Soloveitchik has an argument that the Rambam is a polemic against the Karaites. Right? So Karaites still exist, no? In the old city.
I was just talking about it with people at lunch.
There are. So I have one of my chavrusas in YU when he was in Israel. So his cousin who was studying in one of the midrashot in the old city, one Shabbos, she walked into this synagogue. It was the Karaite synagogue. She liked it. She converted to Karaitism. I don't know. She became a Karaite. So are the Karaites Jewish or not? It's a very hard question. In Israeli state law, they are like a protected minority. They're not considered Jews. In the Karaites had a Shabbos which did not allow for pekuach nefesh. The Karaites had a Shabbos that you could not start a malacha on Erev Shabbos and continue on Shabbos. So Shehiyah is Aser. Right? To leave food on the hot plate from Erev Shabbos is Aser, back to last semester, right? Hadlokas Haner is Aser. Right? This is Karaite Shabbos. So the Rambam begins Hilchos Shabbos by saying, you know what? By the way, Orthodox Jewish Shabbos is not Karaite Shabbos. And he goes through all of those halachos. Rav Schachter quotes this in this Maimer about Hutra and Dechuya. So he's first attacking the Karaites. If that's the case, Rav Schachter writes, you know what? The Rambam is very precise in his language. Chaim Soloveitchik does not say this. Rav Schachter is going a step further. The Rambam really holds Shabbos is Hutra by Pekuach Nefesh. The Magad Mishnah is right. Either Rambam says Dechuya. What the Rambam is just saying is, you know what? I'm not being precise with the language, but listen, we Orthodox Jews, we hold that you're Mechal Shabbos for Chola against those Karaites. So he uses the word dechuya, but he doesn't really mean it. And I have like 10 rayas that the Rambam elsewhere holds of Hutra. This is Shachter's argument. And therefore the Magad Mishnah is speaking within the Rambam, and he might be correct.
What do you think if it's a polemic against the Karaites and on the Rabba would be Hutra?
Right. We pass and technically it's Hutra, but the Rambam doesn't, he's in, when you're in polemics, so people don't speak with the same precision as they speak in when they're giving a purely halachic shir. Those Karaites are wrong, right? Pekuach nefesh, dechuy on Shabbos, right? Because the Karaites hold no heter pekuach nefesh at all, ever. You have this look on your face like, what happened over vacation, Rabbi? Like, you seem to know what you were talking about before vacation. What's going on here? That's the look on your face. I'm just reading.
I just, with the most covered, I'm just having difficulty understanding why that's compelling, especially when you give the context of maybe you could say in a poem if you're less careful with your words. I would think that's in a poem if you're more careful with your words. And if anything, the essence of the poem itself, like I was thinking before you explained that whatever that dress article, like the notion of like what are things that are like the essence of Shabbos that are, that could be easily misconstrued as being against the essence of Shabbos, but actually capture the essence of Shabbos, which is more or less that the
Karaites. Right. And this, what are the essence of Shabbos for us that the Karaites right. disagree with?
So I would think, if anything, it'd be like the perfect time to use the word Hutra and the Rambam, like is it to lav dafka the Rambam,
so,
such a critical.
So I think what it means is that the Karaites hold Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is usser. We hold they're wrong. We hold it's Hutra, you're right. But even if it only be Dechuya, right now, I'm just telling you, Karaites are wrong. They are off base.
But it would be even more strongly wrong if you use the word.
It would be. Again, I think what Rav Shechter is saying, based on this Chaim Soloveitchik article, is that the Rambam is just not so careful in his words because it's a polemic. Like you get up there and you say, don't vote for those whatevers, right? You're not as careful. You just say they're wrong. I think that's what he's arguing.
I might be more compelled to look more carefully at the details of the Rambam and see.
Right, so, if you want to know which dinim of the Rambam are clear that he holds Hutra, so there is a right here. I give you Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph over here. It sounds that way. There's a number of halachos in the Rambam that it's very clear. Halacha Gimel sounds like it's Hutra. There's many areas that the Rambam clearly says Hutra. He begins by saying Dechuya. Is he kind of just like wants to get out of the way?
Sorry, yeah. I'm still on this. But meaning, I just don't see why it's an issue necessarily. Meaning, Shabbos and Yom Kippur aren't the same thing, and violating Melacha and eating are also not necessarily the same
so,
thing.
So, I agree with that. The only reason why we're making first of all, Reb Velvel said that Reb Chaim's psak is based on this Magen Mishnah.
I don't think it's a problem with the Rambam.
Well, within just the Magen Mishnah locally is a problem within the Rambam. Because the Magen Mishnah says that for Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos, I do whatever I do on a Wednesday. And that makes sense only in the world of Hutra. But then the Rambam begins by saying Dechuya, not Hutra. Right? So that's a problem. Right? Do you at least sense that it's a problem? 10%. 3%.
I understand what you're saying. Right. It's problematic. I just wonder if it has to be a problem. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. The question is, should we just continue on this topic for a few more minutes, or should we do like 3-4 minutes of Tanya? Or
do we want to continue with Pekuach Nefesh on Thursday?
Yeah, we're going to have to give another 1 or 2 Shomer Pekuach Nefesh. It's not a question.
I'm happy to leave on
Thursday. Nice. Leave off? Stay? Anyone?
I'm happy to continue, but I'm
also happy to continue.
Honestly, if we're going to continue, let's just go quickly. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Kobetz Ha'arah Simin Yod Ches. He quotes here, Ozheni, he quotes the Magen Mishnah. And he quotes that the Mishnah Brura doesn't like it. And the main proof is from Yom Kippur, etc. Right? The Mishnah Brura's arguments, we didn't read that whole Biyar Halacha, but the Mishnah Brura's arguments are that by Yom Kippur, we paskin that you need an Omed, that the doctor has to assess whether we're Mechalal Yom Kippur. Well, why do you have to assess it? If the Magen Mishnah is right, so just do anything. Right, the assessment means like how much do you need to eat, etc. Right, why do you need an assessment? Just do it if the Magen Mishnah is right. Now again, Michal is saying, well, maybe Yom Kippur is different. Perhaps, I mean, we'd have to tighten the screws. Oh. So then the Rebbe Chanan says, you know what? The whole thing is difficult. L'maisa pekuach nefesh zdocha Shabbos, but if you don't need the fire, why are you lighting the fire? So then Rabbi Ochanan writes, paragraph Vav. Le'inyin mila b'Shabbos, kai malon, de'hechad lo'silik yado chozer bein al tzitzin ha-ma'akvinas ha-mila, bein al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvinas ha-mila, ve'hechad lo'silik yado eino chozer ala tzitzin ha-ma'akvin. Okay, there are certain parts of the Bris Milah which is considered na'akev the Milah. You have to cut off technically the entire skin that covers the crown of the penis. That's tzitzin na'akvenes ha'milah. Usually we try to cut off a little bit more. But actually, I said it wrong. You have to technically cut off rove of the crown. We cut off more than that. The extra stuff that we cut off, more than rove, is tzitzin she'ena na'akvenes ha'milah. It's extra flabs of skin. It's considered hider mitzvah. If I stop the cut, I'm not allowed to go back for the tzitzin she'ena na'akven. I do a brisin on Shabbos morning. So once I stop the cut, I cannot do those extra tzitzin she'ena na'akven. But as long as I'm continuing the cut, I can cut these tzitzin she'ena na'akven. Even though, when you think about it, it's very strange. Because Mila is Docha Shabbos. That means the real mitzvah of Mila. The hider mitzvah part of Mila should not be Docha Shabbos. The extra, right? That extra hider mitzvah makes it look nicer. It's not Docha Shabbos. Right? So how come if you don't change, if you don't stop, how come you cut everything off? How come you go even for the tzitzin she'ena na'akven? So the answer is that once you're involved in the mitzvah of Mila, and Shabbos is nidcha for Mila, so you do Mila the same as you do it b'chol. Therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, paragraph 9, Bazen is by Ertam Hamatirin. The cause man Shahola Mesukan, a dying lo nigmara mitzvahs pekuach nefesh, the heavy kilosilek yodo, the came and a dying lo nigmara guf hamitzvah, Sarah Lasosa Kemosha Osen Behol. This is like a wild idea. The person is still cholish yeshbo sakana. By a mitzvah that is knocked off for Shabbos, like Mila, we even do the Hiddur mitzvah. We do parts of the mitzvah which are not essential to the mitzvah. Once I stop, I can't continue. But if I don't stop, I do continue. Therefore, if I'm a chola sheyesh bo sakana on Shabbos, I can do, it's almost like a Hiddur mitzvah. I'm going to do a nicer way of healing this person by doing everything that this person might possibly need. It's nicer to have a fire rather than putting on a blanket. This is not something that's easy to say over and like at a cocktail party. But the comparison between tzitzin she'enan ma'akvenes hamila and, right, lighting the fire for the chola, even though it's not absolutely necessary, is because once you're involved in a mitzvah, you do whatever is part of that mitzvah, even if it's not an essential part. You're still a chola sheyesh bo sakana. It's still pekuach nefesh, so you do everything. It's no worse than the tzitzin she'ena na'akven. That's Rabbi Chanan's idea. Right? So there are two ways of thinking about this. One way of thinking about this is that we really hold that Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Chutra, and the Rambam's word Dechuya doesn't mean it. Michal's like, I don't like that approach. Well, I have a second approach, which might satisfy you even less. The second approach says, well, you're a Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, we're Michal Shabbos. And once I'm Michal Shabbos, a Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, I'm going to be Michal Shabbos for even the hider mitzvahs of it, to make it a nicer type of pekuach nefesh situation, similar to the Mila. Now, the comparison, I think, is even if Mila is dechuya b'Shabbos, right? Mila dechuya means that we try to minimize the Mila. You can't have two mayalim do it, the bris on Shabbos, if one person could do it. So even if meal on Shabbos is dechuya, but still you could do the tzitzin she'en on the akven. Because once you're involved in the mitzvah, we do that mitzvah the entire way, etc. There's so much more to say. Any comments quickly? This last comparison, you have to think about this one. I'm sure you will think about it because it's like so out there. But I mean, read it. Read the piece of Rebbe Chanan, the Kol B'Tzaros. Tell me if you think it's correct. Okay, Chevra, have a great day.